This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. A few minutes ago, America's largest bank, J.P. Morgan, reported its latest profits. It made more than $24 billion in 2015, $1.32 a share, higher than predictions. But it did it in a way that it hasn't ever before. A tweet. Typically, a company's earnings go out to the world via press release through a business wire service. Marketplace's Mark Garrison reports from New York on how fears of hackers and other concerns have banks rethinking how they communicate.
Earnings press releases may sound boring to some, but they are juicy targets for hackers, says Chester Wisneski with the security firm Sophos.
They have early access to information that's going to potentially make people or lose people a lot of money.
Federal investigators uncovered a scheme last year where traders and hackers stole press releases from wire services before they went public. And there are other concerns, says Morningstar bank analyst Jim Sinegal.
There have been a number of companies where results have come out too early. So companies, especially financial companies, are wanting to take control of that process.
Well-run banks manage risk, and more of them feel their earnings data is safest on their own servers. Then they can just give everyone the link on Twitter. Bruce Schneier is chief technology officer at Resilient Systems.
What these banks are saying is some of these press releases are more valuable than others, and we can secure them better than the wire services can.
But security isn't cheap. This and other threats have banks spending big on digital safeguards. In New York, I'm Mark Garrison for Marketplace.